Willie C. Murphy was born on October the 22nd, 1916, to Jasper Newton and Elmy Vice Murphy near Gina, Louisiana. He passed from this life on September 24th, 1985, at the age of 68 years, 11 months, and 2 days. At the age of 16, he received the Lord as his personal Savior, and shortly thereafter he felt the call to consecrate his life as a minister. In 1935, in answer to the call to print the gospel literature, he moved to Guthrie, Oklahoma, where he became associated with the Church of God. In June 1942, he was united in marriage to Frances E. Pruitt. Together they have endeavored to spread the gospel to all the world. This was done as a personal ministry and as the broadcaster and publisher of the Mission Trail. To this union was born 4 children. He is survived by his wife, Frances, of the home, 2 daughters, Kathleen McMurrin of Harrison, Arkansas, Patsy Smith of Salem, Oregon, 2 sons, Willie E. Murphy of Enid, Oklahoma, and Wayne Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma, 9 grandchildren, 2 brothers, J.N. Murphy of Fort Wayne, Alabama, and Philip Murphy of Tallahassee, Florida, 2 sisters, Maybell Ursary and Oreen Mann, both of Shreveport, Louisiana. He was preceded in death by his parents and 3 sisters. We appreciate the life of Brother Willie very much. Just briefly, I want to relate the last time he was at our congregation, Sepulpa Road near Tulsa, and it was a very great comfort to me in some afflictions I had at that particular time. His prayer and words to me were very comforting. Even in his final days, was able to comfort others, so we appreciate this very much personally. And the text and scriptures, we'll not read them all, but in 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, relating of the woman that had no son, and the prophet, through the Lord's blessing to her, sent the son, and the son passed away. And as the woman was asked about how it was with her husband and with the child and herself, she said, "It is well." From that time, at that particular time, Brother Willie preached us a little message on "It is well." So in other scriptures he made mention of, "It's well with the righteous," and very many others we can relate to you if you wish to know them. But the highlight of his thoughts and the blessings of his thoughts and message were that it is well with those that fear the Lord. And that certainly was his testimony. And we can say today with Brother Willie that certainly it is well with him from all angles and aspects of life. So may the Lord bless as you continue this service. Amen.